Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the G2 Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. 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 Baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Pilot Radio. Love Fantasy. It's Buddy,
the Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
This is Talisha, and on Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end to future all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's about. What you holler about, money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's
Microphone check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah. Good evening, good evening, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm, and with me I have my fellow Diva. Diva, you in the building?
Absolutely. Ray Queen is in the building.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Welcome.
Yeah.
It feels good to be back. I'm excited. Let's have a great show tonight. Pardon the coughing that was going on, but you know. Yeah, so here at the Diva Squad, we are here every Wednesday at 8 p.m. This is an adult grown show where we do, we just talk about all different type of discussions, topics. We are not licensed to give the feedback that we give, but we just love giving it because it comes from the heart. And trust me, you're going to get the truth, the facts straight. We're going to give it to you nice and raw. So it's going to come correct, trust me. Here at GQ Palace, we do interview artists as well, artists, authors, anyone that's looking to promote what they're doing. GQ Palace is here to help you promote what you're doing and help your business get to the next level. We do have multiple shows that we will be starting back up with. That's right, 2023 we're claiming it's our year, GQ Palace Radio. So,
yeah,
start a baby. So with that being said, the phone lines are always open. The number to call, of course. Excuse me, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah, your girl Storm works like a million and one jobs, and she, yeah. So, a million and one jobs, 24/7, you know what it is. Number to call, 319-527-6761. Each and every day. For Wednesdays, it's starting at 8 p.m. We are live and direct. It's not pre-recorded, so what you're getting is what you're going to get. If nothing's edited, this is it. You get the coughing, the sneezing. This is the real deal. So with that being said, Ray Queen, how you been?
Awesome. Awesome. I am so grateful, so blessed, and highly flavored. Favored and flavored. Yes. How about yourself?
All right. I'm doing pretty good. Happy hump day for those of you. As you know, it is hump day, the middle of the week for some of us. And we're just so happy to be here, grateful to be among the land of the living and given the opportunity to do what we didn't do the next day, you know, prior. So in order for you to get on the line, you do have to press the one button. So it's one thing to dial a number, but you have to press the one button if you want to go on the line to give your feedback on the topics or questions. There's really anything you're looking to do. So you do have to press that one button. The beauty of it is you could be whoever you want to be. You don't have to be your government name. You could be whoever you want to be. That's up to you. So, I am doing pretty good. The world is so busy. The world is, oh my God, so chaotic with so many different things. It's just, it's like, where do you begin when we discuss the world today? You know, the world today, life, you know, responsibility, goals. It's like, where do you start? You know, so tonight we want to start off, you know, just really by just taking a moment, you know, to just reflect on what we're doing, you know, in our life, you know, the moves we're making, the decisions we're making, the people that we surround ourselves with. The people who we feel are our family, our friends, you know, they don't have to always be, you know, blood related. It could just be you grew up with people, they're our family. You know, they help take care of me, I help take care of them, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a lot going on, which is what's going to bring us to our topic for this evening. It's going to bring us to the topic, and it's all over the news. It's all over everywhere about the young man that lost his life in the hands of the police, you know. And there's so many different ways that we can go with this tonight, you know. Well, we're just going to say his name, you know, like Tyree Nichols. It's just, the brother didn't have to be, you know. That was dirty the way they did him, you know. For those of you who didn't know, look it up, you know. And this is, we're giving our opinion, you know. This is straight our opinion. But he lost his life in the hands of police officers. And if you want to just go a step further, he's an African male, African American male, and the officers that took his life were African American as well. So there's so many different comments and statements that's going on, that's being said by so many different people. But I want to say one of the most disturbing ones I've heard was, let me get it right, that this is what happens when you're raised by a single African American woman. This is the result. That is the statement that when I heard it was, I was like, ooh. You know, like, because all of them were African American, and that was the statement. This is what happens when you let a lady, an African American lady, raise men. You know, this is what happens. And it was so disturbing to me. And like I said, so many different people have so many different things that they're saying. And, you know, I get it. You know, everyone's entitled to their opinion. You know, as the days unfold, we get to hear more and more reports. One of them being that one of the police officers has a baby mother / ex-girlfriend that works at FedEx. That worked at FedEx with Tyree Nichols, and they weren't together. So Tyree and this lady, supposedly, it's hearsay, we'll never know. Supposedly Tyree and this lady were together. They were going out. The lady was in love with him, and she loved her. She loved her free spirit skateboarder, you know? And supposedly one of the officers that did it, it was because of her, you know? So
because
after they did what they did to him, that officer took a picture of him and sent it to her.
Oh, my gosh!
So when I tell you, if you're questioning where we're getting the information from, search that name. Search that name, and once you search that name, it's going to come up, you know, it's going to come up, and it's rumored, you know, we don't have no facts to it, you're right, we don't, you know, we weren't there, you know, we weren't there in this situation, but supposedly the girlfriend was a an ex-girlfriend of a cop, one of the Memphis cops, yep. And he was 20,
so,
and Nichols, Tyree Nichols. Go ahead.
This is the second time I heard this. What you're telling me about there being a female involved, that one of the cops used to date, that Tyree was recently dating. And, where I heard it from, person heard it from another source. So now 1-2, 1-2. Microphone check, 1-2,
okay,
1-2.
Okay, yes, yes, I can hear you. Yes, yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Sorry, the music,
yes.
I apologize because the music went louder. And we couldn't hear what you were saying. The last thing I heard you say was that you did hear it from someone.
Yes.
But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Literally 5 minutes before the show, I was speaking to someone and letting them know what the show was about, going to be about tonight. And this person revealed to me that they heard from two sources themselves that there was a female involved that used to date one of the police officers and was currently, was dating Tyree Nichols at the time of his beating. For those of you who don't know, and like Storm said, just all you have to do is just mention the name, Google the name or whatever. The police confrontation on January 7th around 8:30 p.m., Memphis officers pulled over a vehicle for suspected reckless driving, according to a statement from Memphis police. A confrontation occurred between officers and the vehicle driver, later identified as Tyree Nichols, who then fled on foot, according to Memphis police officers. They apprehended him, and another confrontation occurred, resulting in Nichols' arrest, the police said. The incident happened a few blocks away from his home, Memphis police chief told the news. Now, during the brutal beating, he cries out for his mom. So sad. You hear him crying out for his mother while they were brutally beating him. First, they tased him. We saw the first portion of the video with him being tased by a Caucasian officer, if I'm correct. And then this officer saying, I hope they kick his ass or I hope they beat the shit out of him. Something like that, he said. Because now I think from what I've seen, that he ran because when they pulled him over, he was asking, what am I being pulled over for? And they immediately, started at him and just beating on him. And when the quickest moment that he could, because he was in fear of his life, he took off running. Anyone would. You get pulled over for no reason and these officers are just beating on you, wailing on you, and not giving you any reason as to why they're beating on you. I think I would have done the same thing. Just like, wait, I'm listening, but why am I getting pulled over? Please, yes, okay, all right, but just don't beat me. I'm going to put my hands behind my back. I'm going to listen. I'm going to, But they just kept at him, and he took off running, which kicked them off. Supposedly, these police officers were of a group of police officers that were in a certain clique or made up group of task force members attack certain street crimes or whatever. I don't know. I don't know. But it has been dismantled. The group, the clique or whatever that they were in, the task force that they were in. There's just so many things going around, but it's causing people all around to riot and questions, so many questions, because these were African-American cops. African-American man, normally, it's white cop, profiling an African-American, but these are police.
Right.
And it's so horrible, horrible, horrible. So, just because I'm feeling okay, they think that they are above the law because, here we go, they're police officers. you know, they wear that bag, they carry that gun, they think they can, they're above the law. But I'll tell you, they are facing a possible 60 years in prison if convicted of second-degree murder. Now, the Caucasian cop, which was originally tased him and was the first one with the body cam, he was not even questioned or accused of anything until after. Now, why wasn't his ass arrested like the African? Now, I'm not backing up these guys that, you know, these African-American cops that did, you know, beat the crap out of this young man. But,
no, but you know what?
Why wasn't he
black on black crime.
Yeah, and that's,
you know,
exactly,
it's no matter how
it
you
is.
Slice it, it's black on black crime. And
right,
I'm not,
right.
You know, you'll never hear me defend anybody, you know, who was wrong. But I'm going to tell you something. My, a little bit of where I'm coming from with it is, you know, people talk about, you know, the white cops are killing us and the white cops is always killing the black kids and this, that, and the other. This is a prime example of black on black crime where we're killing our own kind. And then you're sitting and you're looking for what? To see if another race cares? They don't care that you're out there killing each other. They don't care. That's why when people, when there's a situation that takes place and you have an, you know, a Caucasian cop who killed an African American kid, why do you think the response is the way it is? We have to love each other. We have to try and uplift each other. I find it hard to believe, you know, that these guys carried on like a bunch of animals out there. Carried on like a bunch
and
of
then,
animals.
And then left him, they drug him over to one of the police cars and just threw him up against, you know, sat him up leaning against the police car. He fell over. They didn't render care to him.
It was just wrong from the beginning, though, you know, because one.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't take five people to pull one person over, you know. It doesn't take five people to put handcuffs on someone, you know. We are supposed to be teaching our children that when you are pulled over by the cop, you're not running from the cop, because guess what? You are going to make them more upset, you know? But my thing is, we don't know what was said when the conversation exchanged. You know? We don't know. We don't know if, did they read him his rights? We don't know. Do we know if the cop whose wife was in love with Tyree, do we know if this guy started to say things, you know, in a cowardly manner? We don't know. Did an argument exchange between them two? We don't know. There's so many things that we don't know, but dealing with the straight facts is they did him wrong. They did him wrong. He did not deserve what he received. And when I listened to his mom say, you know, he was a free spirit. You know, everyone always says, oh, I have a good son. Oh, I have a good kid. Not my kid, not my kid. And she said, my kid was a good kid. He was a good kid.
And
he got my name tattooed on him. He was 29 years old. Every Saturday, he went to Starbucks, and then he went to skateboard because he loved skateboarding. He was a free spirit.
Now,
we live in a world where as soon as something happens, whether you get into a fight or you get arrested, they bring out the negative in you. I haven't heard the negative yet. Only thing I've heard as far as something negative was, okay, him and the wife were together, you know, him and the officer's ex-girlfriend were together, his baby mother, they were together. Okay, but guess what? we don't know the particulars of that either, you know? But
right.
what we, you know, everything is speculation. Everything is speculation. If there's going to be so many things that's going to be hidden from us that we're not going to know about, you know, that we're not going to know about. We don't have a clue of what really took place during his last moments of his life, you know? But when I heard the mother's statement, it broke my heart, though. That broke my heart. Like, wow. Like, and to think your own race, your own did that. Your own brother did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And if it's all over a woman, come on now. Come on. Come on. America, wake up. But just real quick, just not to get off the topic real quick, but today is February 1st, right?
Black History Month.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So as we talk about this topic tonight and we think of it being Black History Month and so many things that, you know, our families have went through to help get us to where we are right now, to see this, this it definitely hurts, you know.
Absolutely.
To see these African American men out there carrying on like that, well, that hurts. And you think that your badge is going to be a badge of honor? It's not. It's not. You know, so it definitely, you know, it definitely hit different. It hit different.
Yeah.
You know, it gave people a lot to talk about, I feel.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know?
That's a fact.
Gave people a lot to talk about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Their life, what's going on, you know? It's crazy, you know? So just something, you know, like I said, just something to think about and just, wow, you know, it just, I don't know. It broke my heart, though. It really did.
Yeah,
it broke my heart.
Punch in the gut. I don't watch TV often. I really don't. I don't watch TV often. Recently, I changed my whole lifestyle, and I'm in the process of transitioning to a healthier, mentally, physically, and emotionally lifestyle. And I'm doing a great job at it. So grateful for God's grace and mercy. But I don't watch TV. I came home from work a few days ago, and my mother, she says, that's a shame, you know, what happened to that boy. I'm like, what boy? What are you talking about, Mom? She said, you haven't heard on the news, you know, about the boy, Tyree or whoever he is, that got beat by the police. And I'm like, no, mother, what happened? She said, oh, yeah, they're going to show the video tonight. This is earlier, days ago. They're going to show the video tonight at 10 o'clock. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell she was talking about because all I do is work. I'm such a workaholic. And so I'm like, okay, let me Google this. Let me see what's going on. And oh, my God. Wow, it shocked the living daylight at me. It hurt.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
The number to call, ladies and gentlemen, 319-527-6761 is the number to call in for the show. We do have a caller. We're going to bring the caller on the air. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Greetings. Greetings.
Hello.
Yeah, good evening. Greetings.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you. Good evening. Welcome to Diva Squad.
Hello, ladies. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
To the topic. And I'm going to say this. Not saying this right, but as them being black men, they arrested them pretty fast. I'm not racist or anything like that, but if those were white cops, would they have gotten arrested that fast? That's my curiosity on that. Because, you know, not saying it was right. My point is, to point out blank, as soon as they found out, they arrested them. So now they want to make this child seem like, you know, they're doing what they got to do. No. Yeah, they need to get, you know, whatever crime they did, you know what I mean, you do the time. My thing is how fast they got them and fired them.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. No, but, you know, they get what they deserve. They definitely get what they deserve. Because, you know, a traffic stop, you know, whatever it was, you know, that it came apart, it was bad business. It was real bad business. They did exactly what they did. Now, like y'all said, it has to do with a female. That's even worse. Because I don't know how truthful it is, but didn't he take a picture and send it to the girl? Or something like that?
Yeah, the word has it. Word has it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just heard this tonight myself from Storm. You know, and I'm hearing more and more every day.
It's crazy.
It's a damn disgrace, yeah. It's a punch in the gut. It's embarrassing, you know.
Yeah, just bear with us real quick, guys. What happened? Some technical difficulties. If you are trying to call the show, we are definitely live right now on the number 319-527-6761. So just bear with us real quick. All right, just bear with us real quick. We're going to go to a song just so we can check the studio, and we'll be right back on the air. Just bear with us.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Feeling young, but they treat me like the OG. And they want the tea on me, I swear they nosy. Said he put some money on my head, I guess we gon' see. I won't put no money on his hip, told me. I gotta be single for a while, he can't control me. Uno dos tres in a race, they can't hold me. And I show my face in a case, so you know it's me. Imitation isn't flattery, it's just annoying me. And I'm too about it. And the dirt that they threw on my name turned to soil, and I grew up about it. Time for y'all to figure out what y'all gon' do about it. These wheels keep rolling, rolling. I'm outside, 29, G5, Seaside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here. Outside, frontline, Southside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. Look, don't invite me over if you throw another pretty party. Looking back, it's hard to tell you where I started. I don't know who loved me, but I know that it ain't everybody. I can never love her, she a busybody. Baby, if you want me, can't be turning up with everybody. Nah, can't be known as anybody. Yeah, I got feelings for you, that's the thing about it. Yeah, you know that it's something when I sing about it. Yeah, mama used to be on disability, but gave me this ability. And now she walking with her head high and her back straight. I don't think you feeling me, I'm out here being everything they said I wouldn't be or couldn't be. I don't know what happened to them guys that said they would be. I said, see you at the top and they misunderstood me. I hold no resentment in my heart, that's that maturity. And we don't keep it on us anymore, it's with security. I'm outside, 29, G5, Seaside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here outside.
front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me.
All right. There is definitely something happening. I'm not really sure what it is. We do have callers that are listening into the show that I could actually see in the studio. And then there's some other callers that saying that they cannot get in. I'm not exactly sure why you're not able to get in to the show this evening. We're trying to work on it right now as we speak and continue on with the show this evening. We're going to continue to work on it as we do the show. I'm not really sure what's going on, but we're trying to figure it out. So with that being said, Ray Queen, are you there?
I am here. Microphone check. 1, 2. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Yes,
I'm just not sure what happened, but yeah. But we're gonna we have to contact Block Talk and see what's going on. Yeah. So for those of you who can't get in, you know, I'm not really sure what happened, but we're gonna try to get you on as soon as we can. So with that being said, of course, like my brain is like going like a mile a minute. I'm trying to talk at the same time. You should see my brain.
I could imagine.
You know, if I'm like, hold up, hold on now. You know, when we got the message, we're like, hold on. Stop the press. What is going on here?
Words what
yeah, but you know you know, we'll continue on. We don't have much time left with the show, but it's definitely an eye-opener. I would say, you know, the least with everything that's going on in the world today. I don't know if you're big on like certain things that like a distraction, you know, like certain things. I feel sometimes when it happens, it's a distraction to distract us from something else that's happening, you know.
Yep.
I feel like this to me feels like one of those situations, you know, where like it is a distraction for something, you know. But make no mistake, you know, everyone that is involved that did something wrong should be held accountable to the fullest, you know, absolutely.
Fact.
Should be held accountable because at the end of the day, you know, a life was taken, you know. A life was taken. He was brutally murdered, if you ask me. I'm sorry, because you had handcuffs on. You know, you're beating him as if it's an initiation, you know? Like, it's, like, if it's something like that that you're seeing, it's like, that's how it looks. Like, everyone, you're just coming together, and you're just stomping on this person. It's like, you don't see stuff like that unless it's, like, an initiation for a gang or something. That's the only time you see stuff like that. So I'm just confused with how all this happened and how this went down. You know, I'm just so confused with it. It definitely leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And, you know, as we raise our children, we just have to be mindful and just encourage them at this time, especially of this month, you know. We got to make sure that we're able to see, you know, to just uplift them, let them know that this isn't correct. You know, this isn't the norm. You know, this is not supposed to happen. You know, it's not. It's not supposed to happen.
My son graduated with a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, and he's in the process of becoming a police officer. And every time I watch this video, I'm like, my son would never bullshit like these people in language, like these cops are doing. Like, it's just not in his nature. My son, you know, somebody's dating my ex-girlfriend or my ex-baby mama, whatever, so be it. You know, my son is that type of person. So, like, what? Like you said, Storm, it throws me for a loop. What the heck? What is going on in these guys' mind? You are professionals. You are to serve and protect. I don't get it. There's a big bunch of question marks. I have so many questions. So many questions. Make it make sense. Make it make sense, please, somebody. Again, we apologize for those who can't speak, you know, who can't get in to the show and speak with us. We thank you for, if you can even listen in. We definitely have some technical difficulties. Maybe we'll even talk about this next week. I know so many people want to talk about this. Wow. It definitely threw me for a loop. Definitely. It's a sad situation. You think about these cops who, you know, their families, they support. They're out of work right now. Those of them who have wives and kids that depend on them. How could you? How dare you? Like I said, I have so many questions. So many questions. Please make it make sense, somebody. Make it make sense.
Well, if it ain't going to make sense, there's a whole bunch of fuckery going on. It's not going to make sense. Excuse my language, but it's definitely not. It's definitely not going to make sense. Really not. It's not going to make sense because it's just ridiculous. So definitely shout out to Miss Mobetta. She wasn't able to get on tonight. She's been trying to get on, but she's not able to get through. because I don't know what's wrong with Blog Talk. We definitely appreciate all of the callers and listeners that are trying to get on, and trust me, you know, I'm still back to saying those distractions, you know, because everything looks good, but if you call, it's not working, then there's an issue, you know what I'm saying? Like, it looks good, everything looks grand in the studio, you know, but we definitely have to contact Blog Talk and just make sure everything is good. But this is a topic we definitely have to do again, you know, because this needs that media coverage. This needs that coverage, and we'll continue to give it that coverage here on GQ Palace. So definitely with that being said, Ray Queen, I definitely want to continue to work on this real quick. So it's about 8:46, you know, if you want to give your final thought on tonight's show, and then we'll definitely, you know, recap and keep it going for next week. Wednesday, you know, as well. So do you want to give your final thought?
Absolutely. Well, great show as always. I'm so grateful to be a part of the GQ Palace movement. It's butter, baby. I am definitely grateful. Big shout out to our executive and our CEO. My sister Divas, the callers and listeners, you know, and friends and family, you know, who support us, definitely check us out every week, every Wednesday, and pray for us as we continue to grow as, you know, the GQ Palace family. It's butter, baby. I'm passing on the mic. Great show.
Yeah. My final thought for tonight's show is definitely just trying to just raise awareness, you know, and we do want people held accountable for their actions. You know, we want that same way. We want to go the extent, and we want them held accountable. And we are definitely praying for Tyree's family, and we hope that with everything being said, that there's peace and comfort, you know, that comes. But being a mother, that video is disturbing, you know. And with that being said, we'll recap next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. There is a show on Friday night starting at, I think it's 7 p.m. The number to call is the same number that's here, 319-527-6761. It's going to be the first show of GQ Palace Love Entertainment. We're back live on the air. There's going to be a couple other shows, slow jam shows, that's going to be coming up. There's going to be an artist rotating music selection show coming up as well. So we're looking forward to that for this year. We do apologize for the inconvenience for this evening. We will definitely make sure that it does not happen again. We'll do our best. And with that being said, have a blessed and safe week, and look forward to hanging out with you guys next week. God bless.
And to pass on a message from me. Tell him put down those dice for a second, Lord. Listen to his homie. Could you tell him I'll never let go of his memory, so his son will know you don't have to cry no more. God got his back. I said God got his back.
Lifetime of memories going down.
Homie that's in a gangster lean, and also my boys in the pen, and they'll never see the street again. Cause you know what, it don't matter what they was doing while they was here. They could've been banging, slanging, but they ain't here no more. Now somebody's daddy, somebody's baby, or somebody's homie. So go and let them rest in peace while they in that gangster lean. You know what I'm saying? That's on the real level.